Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 268 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me. If you're brand new to Ask Pat, I love you. You are awesome. Welcome to the show. Here, I answer a question from people like you 5 days a week to help you with your online business. Today, we have a great question from Allie, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, a super awesome, super easy to use piece of software that's going to help make your life a billion times easier. Don't quote me on that because that's not actually the real calculation, but it is going to make your life a lot easier because it's going to help you organize your finances for your small business. And you can join 5 million other people who are using FreshBooks to help them manage their finances too. So if you'd like to get a 30-day free trial and check out just how awesome it is, go to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Sweet. Now let's get to today's question from Allie.
Hi, Pat. My name is Allie, and I'm just getting started in the online business world. I'm only 19, and I'm really excited about the things that I'm learning from you and your site and your podcasts. My question for you is, I started my own blog or website, and I already put some content on it, started writing my articles and posts and getting it going, and then suddenly I realized that there was another niche that I really wanted to pursue. Now, I'm still very motivated for the other one, but I'm also really inspired by this new one, and I just wanted to know what your thoughts were on maybe whether I should continue on with both, or I should continue with just the first one, or maybe I should just drop the first one entirely and just move forward with the second. Thank you so much.
Hey, Allie, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. And I'm very encouraged here because you're 19 years old and you are already blogging and thinking like an entrepreneur. I mean, you had just mentioned in your question that you started a project and then now you're inspired to do another one. I mean, if that's not entrepreneur right there, I mean, we can all relate to that, Allie. So you are not alone in that. And it's interesting because, you know, I usually end these episodes of Ask Pat with a quote, but I actually want to start one for you today. And this is by J.R.R. Tolkien, who's best known. He's an English writer, best known for Lord of the Rings and things like that, and Hobbit. He said, and this is his quote, "Not all those who wander are lost." Not all those who wander are lost. So, Allie, even though you might be wandering, I don't think you're lost. I mean, I feel like this is. I mean, first of all, you did the right thing by asking a question. This is something that when I was 19, if I was doing what you were doing, I would have just done it. I wouldn't have asked for help because I don't know, because I'm a guy and guys don't really ask for directions very often, but because I didn't know better. But here you are asking questions. You are not lost. You are just looking for directions. And so I think that based off my initial reaction here, I mean, it obviously depends on what you're doing, but it is not bad that you have these two things that you're interested in. I mean, some people go through their whole lives not being interested in anything. And so I'm very encouraged here, like I said. Now, let me get to the part where I'm going to give you some actionable advice. And this is the biggest thing. And the fact that you're so young and, you know, again, if I had learned this when I was younger, I would be so much further ahead. And that is, you want to do some research and make sure you're picking the right thing to do. You want to spend some time to validate these ideas, do some market research, and I'll tell you a little bit on how to do some basic stuff to help, you know, help you. But you also have to listen to your gut too, because passion plays a big role. It's not the only thing that matters. There's a lot of variables, but how good you feel about something is really, really important. There's a couple tests that you can do on your own. For example, thinking about, let's just call these idea A, which is your first one that you started already, and then idea B. With each of those, idea A and idea B, can you imagine yourself 1 year from now doing either idea A or idea B? Like 1 year from now, when you're 20. How about when you're 25? Can you still imagine if you had done idea A only? Would you be happy in 5 years if you continued to do that, and that's what you would do? Or does B excite you more after five years? How about 10 years? Could either of those be, imagine each of those in separate scenarios as something that, I don't know, you get featured on the news for, or maybe a video goes viral talking about you and your role in idea A, and then another scenario, you and your role in idea B. Just thinking about those things will help you determine, okay, because a lot of people, they get these ideas, and I get a billion of them, trust me. A billion is a common theme in this episode, apparently. But, we get these ideas, and then we think about how they make us feel now, but we don't think about how they might make us feel a year from now, 5 years from now. But obviously, whatever it is that you want to do it for a long time, unless you have an exit plan, which in which case you'd take a totally different approach here. But thinking a little bit ahead in the future, doing that 1 year test, that 5 year test, that 10 year test, that helps you make these decisions now, so you don't go 5 years down the road and then all of a sudden be like, you know what, this is not for me. So that's the first thing I would do. But another cool thing that you can do in terms of or another key part of all this is you want to do the research, like I said, but you also want to do one at a time. And I know it might sound interesting coming from someone like me who has 10 things going on at the same time, but I will also say I have a team behind me that's allowing me to do these 10 different things at the same time. Then there's probably more than 10, but each person, including myself, is primarily focused on one thing at a time. There's a really good book I would recommend, Ali, called The One Thing, by Gary Keller, K-E-L-L-A-R, and Jay Papasan. Just a life-changing book because, I mean, you're an entrepreneur. I can tell already. Entrepreneurs get distracted very easily. And when you focus your energy and divide it between two things, each of those two things doesn't get the energy they require in order to succeed and become the best that they can be. And as I always say, a project that is not complete, even a project that's 90% complete, 95% complete, 99% complete, is still 0% complete to whoever it's built for or whatever you're creating that blog for. And so, yes, you could potentially do both at the same time. And you could do that in the beginning, but you have to make a decision at some point. And I would give yourself a deadline to maybe explore and test writing and getting to know your target audience in both of these sites, but then on a specific target date, say by this date, I'm going to choose one or the other. And I think that will help because that'll give you some incentive to really put in that research and talk to people in that target audience to see what excites you most and what seems to resonate with you and what you're doing and how your audience and each of those things sort of respond to what you do. And so in terms of market research, there's a lot of things you can do. There's this sort of scientific approach in doing keyword research and stuff. And that's, I wouldn't even start with keyword research because that's more based on what people are typing into Google. But you want to, you know, just go into the different markets, into these different niches and see what's already out there. I think this is a good place to start. See who else is out there already blogging about this, what other products are already being offered, what websites about this niche are already in existence. And that will give you an opportunity to see where you might be able to fit yourself into those spaces. Now, don't be scared if you go into those spaces and you see that there's a lot of competition. Just because there's more competition in one idea versus the other doesn't mean that you should go to one over the other. If there's a lot of competition, that actually is a good sign that there's a market. But it is also good because you can see, kind of from a bird's eye perspective, what's missing. And if there's a lot of competition, it might be easy. You might have a good eye and be able to bring a new position to a particular space. I was not the first person to start talking about and blogging about entrepreneurship and online business. This was back in 2008. There were several people, but there was nobody doing it in the way that I'm doing it now, where somebody was just being completely honest and upfront, revealed all their income, and talked about things step by step for free, where most people were asking for a payment for a lot of the high quality articles that I was writing, and talking about my failures. And that's what helped me stand out. And that was my position in the space. Derek Halpern is always another good example I use for somebody who came in kind of near and around the time that I came into the same space, you know, the online business, online marketing space. And his angle was, I'm going to be the psychology guy. So he uses to his advantage his sort of habit for reading all these studies and papers. And, you know, I think he has a psych background or went to school for that. And he's using that to his advantage because he knows that that's what not everyone is going to read those really lengthy studies and be able to decipher what the heck's going on there. So he takes those and relates them to online business and marketing, and his stuff is just stellar. And it stands out because nobody else is doing that because they can't do that. And so whatever niche you decide, Allie, and to finish up here, you want to make sure that you bring what's unique to you to those spaces, or to that space that you end up deciding on. And I mean, that's so important. And part of that is just being you and yourself on those sites too. It took me a long time to realize that I had an advantage by being Pat Flynn on smartpassiveincome.com and now on Ask Pat. And it wasn't until one of my sort of unofficial mentors told me that I have an advantage of just being able to somehow over the airwaves and on a blog post be able to make a true connection with people, and that people like hearing about Pat Flynn and what he does, even though it's not related to business all the time, that's when I put a lot more of my personality onto my brand. And that helped me stand out even more, Allie, because nobody's like you and nobody's like me. Nobody's like everybody else out there listening. So you have to use you to your advantage. And that's going to be one of the hopefully few or several of the differentiating factors that's going to help you stand out in the niche that you choose. So if you'd like to help Allie out, again, young entrepreneur, a lot of you have a lot of experience with this and have likely gone through the same decisions. So use the hashtag AskPat268 and let's continue this conversation on Twitter. Again, hashtag AskPat268. I've been loving the conversations happening on Twitter through these hashtags. I think it's really cool. And thank you for those of you who have participated. And Allie, I hope this answers your question or at least gives you something to think about. So again, thank you for the question. An Ask Pat t-shirt will be headed your way for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just go ahead and ask me by going to askpat.com. You can press that record button on that page, thanks to speakpipe.com. And I also want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com. Not only do they have a really cool interface in terms of helping you understand and give you a snapshot of what's happening in your business in terms of expenses, income, they can help you with creating your invoices as well. And they also have an award-winning mobile app. So on the go, you can check to see how everything's going in your business as well. You know, it's almost February now, which means we're just a couple of months away from tax season. Get smart, which means get FreshBooks. Go to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section for a 30-day free trial. Go ahead and check that out. And finally, I'm going to end with a quote that I already mentioned, but this is a great one from Tolkien. He says, "Not all those who wander are lost." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects.
That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.